whole bunch of trees grew in that lane from Bad Axe's side. And there's a foul against Wright, his first, team's fourth. So Bad Axe will get the ball 90 feet from their own hoop. 4:02 left in the second quarter. We're halfway through the second. 3-point game, 14-11. At the quarter, it was 6-5 Ubley. A scoring frenzy here.
Flurries.
Brown on the right wing takes the jump shot just inside the three-point line. That was an ugly shot. Rebound to Jeffrey Wright. And here come the Bearcats. Tries to feed this one in the mirror up, and this one could have been tipped, but the official says no. That's Ringo. And it's going to be Bad Axe ball.
Right idea, wrong execution.
Fifth turnover for Ubley.
Was over and balcony, and Ringo missed it.
3.5 to play in the second quarter. Martin Messing dribbling on the left wing, kicks it over to the right wing to Morneau, feeds it back to Messing. Now Sutton on the baseline, going to work, feeds it out to Messing for the long jump shot from the left wing. This one's air ball, and out of bounds, they're going to say retain possession for Bad Axe. 3 official system here tonight. They're officiating both the JV and varsity games here tonight. Krug kicks it back out to Brown, who dives into the lane, and this one gets the shooter's bounce and falls for 2. Brown with 4 points in the night. A 5-point lead for the Bad Axe Hatchets, 16-11. 3 minutes to play in the first half. Jeffrey Wright, top of the key. Over to the right wing to Kapowski. Drives down to the baseline and brings it back out. Being guarded by Morneau to Klama, left elbow. Fisher now, top of the key. Tries to fit the seam there, down to right, nothing there. He kicks it back out to Kapowski for the 3. That one's good. Kapowski with his second 3 in the night. Brings it back within 2 points, 14-16, Bad Axe leading. Brown, top of the key against Mirop. Over to Morneau, and we have a whistle. Away from the ball, fouls against Klama. That is his third, a little bit of a hand check. So that'll be the 3rd foul against Klama, 5th against Ubley. So that will be Bad Axe ball underneath their own hoop, and Klama sits down, and Mychek comes back in. And Brown's going to be inbounding this for Bad Axe into the corner to Morneau. 2:20 left in the first half. Brown, top of the key, over to Geiger. Feeds it down to Krug, and he can't hang on to this one. Falls, slips right through his hands, out of bounds. Ubley ball, 5th turnover for Bad Axe now, 2nd of the second quarter.
Still 16-14, we have the Hatchets leading.
Jeffrey Wright, across the timeline, left to right across your radio, into the corner to Kapowski.
Over 2 minutes to go.
Dribbling against Morneau, takes the jump shot just outside the lane, and rebound by Sutton. Sutton now has it in the right wing, over to Brown, left wing. Tries to dive into the lane, and we have a travel. A travel against Brown as he got tripped up going in. Regardless, it's the 6th turnover for Bad Axe, 16-14. Bad Axe leading by 2, 1:50 left in the first half. Ubley with the ball. Jeffrey Wright, top of the key against Brown. Now over to the left wing. Down to the corner, takes the jump shot. This one's short, rebound. Andrew Sutton, who has quite the wingspan and the resemblance to Drago from Rocky IV. In the corner for the jump shot, number 22, Clark Brady is no good. Rebound still loose. And Mychek brings it in for the Bearcats. Tries to, out of control a little bit, tries to feed it into the lane, and this one's tipped by Brown. It'll be Ubley ball underneath their own hoop with 85 seconds left to go here. In the left corner, Mirop for the long 2, and this one's good. Mirop with 4 points in the night, ties it back up at 16 apiece. 1:15 left here. As the runner from Brown falls, and Brown now has 6 points. It's 18-16, Bad Axe again by 2. 1 minute remaining in the first half. Jeffrey Wright dribbling to the right wing to Mirop now. Dribbles into the lane, lets this one fly, and this one's off the mark. Rebound brought in by Mychek, who goes to work in there. This one's no good, and rebound still loose, and finally brought in by Jared Brown and Clark Brady. Tommy Morneau, right wing, 40 seconds left. Can't hang on to it, and we have a whistle. And we have a kick foul. Would you call that a kick? If he was a midfielder in soccer, it would have been a great pass. But they're going to say a turnover on Bad Axe and Ugly Ball.
I love the animated signal calling. This is great.
35 seconds left in the first half. 18-16, Bad Axe by two. And Ugly looks like they're going to be trying to go for the last shot here. Trailing 16-18. Jeffrey Wright against Brown. Just taking his time at midcourt. Brown, though, within 6 feet, so the timer is starting against him. Has to feed it out to Kabanski, left wing. 15 seconds left. Being guarded by Morneau from a distance. Kabanski dribbling to his right.
Down to 10.
Now to his left. 8 seconds left. Screen coming from Majcek. Kabanski goes in, and the loop-de-loop is no good, and there is the buzzer. Ugly shot there from Kabanski. And we have reached halftime, 18-16. Bad Axe by two after two quarters. You're tuned to WLEW Sports. Your halftime show is next. Bad Axe by two, 18-16 over Ubley.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
I'm Jack Frost. This time I found a way to spoil everyone's holidays by throttling and freezing data service plans. No more Facebook, email, and websites to check on their smartphones. And it starts here in the thumb of Michigan. I cannot be stopped.
You will be stopped, Jack. I'm the holiday spirit that travels the Spectrum airspace from towers of Thumb Cellular.
What? Spirit, be gone.
People all across the Thumb and beyond can now bank on saving their unused data and never lose it with Thumb Cellular's new carryover data plans. For just $5 a month, unused data will carry over to future months on 4G everything plans.
Impossible! I've worked hard with all the major carriers that charge high prices and spoil holiday gift buying.
You cannot stop the spirit of the holiday season. If a Thumb Cellular customer upgrades to the 10 gig data plan, carryover data month to month is free.
These deals from Thumb Cellular are too hot!
Terms of service apply. Thumb Cellular, offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Go to thumbcellular.com.
Hi, this is Steve Kohler from Kohler Oil and Propane of Bad Axe in Brown City. We want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Please take time to share the real meaning behind this Christmas season. We thank you for the opportunity to allow us to serve all your propane needs.
This is Julie from Kohler Propane, wishing the joys of this season last the whole year through.
This is Dave Deal. Happy Holidays.
I'm Steve Matthews, hoping your holidays are filled with happiness.
I'm Dwayne. May your days be merry and bright and filled with holiday cheer.
This is Mike Williams. Merry Christmas.
And I'm Mark. All of us at Kohler's Propane look forward to serving your propane needs in the new year ahead.
Hi, Todd Bowers from Moore Motors in Carroll. Looking for a bargain on a 2014 Dodge Grand Caravan with under 100 miles? Take it home for only $18,987. Or get a new 2014 Jeep Cherokee Latitude with a V6, remote start, and a backup camera for only $23,987.
Choose any Ford F-150 in the lot, and you may save up to $10,000 off MSRP.
Come see me, Todd Bowers, at Moore Motor Sales, just west of Carroll on M81, or shop the web at themooreautogroup.com. See you soon.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom.